And joining us now is Saratoga riding champion, in fact, the man who won the last four riding titles here on the New York Racing Association circuit, Jose Ortiz. Jose, it's Anthony Stabile. Thanks for joining us on the Equine Forum this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Jose, let's start off. Congratulations. A phenomenal meet up at Saratoga, 64 wins. Again, caps off a run of four consecutive riding titles on this circuit. You've come a long way since you lost your bug a few years back.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, a lot of hard work, and I've been gaining a lot of experience in the years gone by. I think that been made the difference. My agent do a great job. Everybody knows that. And like I say, a lot of hard work.
Yeah, Jose and his agent Jimmy Riccio out every morning. They really busted here at Aqueduct Belmont and Saratoga. A lot of hard work. You're going to have a lot of hard work today. You're named on all five stakes races today. Let's get right to it. In the sixth race, Turf Classic Invitational, you're left with the daunting task of trying to beat arguably the best turf horse in the world, Flincher, what Ecto. Is the plan to just put this one on the lead today, Jose?
I mean, it's a short field. Everybody knows that Flincher is the best horse, or maybe the best horse in turf in the country, but I haven't talked to Todd yet. I mean, we're going to go over the... But, I mean, it's short field, it's no speed. My horse got a little bit of speed. I think my plan A would be take the lead and try to slow down and make a run in the end of it.
Yeah, this is a horse who just a couple of years ago was one of the favorites to win the Arc de Triomphe, which of course will be run tomorrow out in Longchamp. Things haven't gone that well for him since. Jose going to ride him in just a field of four. He'll take on the one and only Flincher. That's race number six. Race seven, things get a little more familiar for you. Hot City Girl is a filly you've won on many, many times. Half-sister to one of the best horses you've ridden, I would assume, in La Verdad. What do you think about her chances today?
I think she had a very good chance. She won in really good fashion in Saratoga. La Verdad loved the slope, so I'm hoping that if she run first, because Linda was like in 50-50, she was going to run. If she run, she breathes good the day, and I hope she like that track like La Verdad did. I think she has speed. I got a horse with speed outside of me, but I think I should be going to the lead too.
You've ridden both La Verdad and Hot City Girl numerous times. Are there a lot of similarities between the two fillies?
Yeah, they are a lot like, but La Verdad, you know, La Verdad is way much special for me than Hot City Girl. But Hot City Girl, since we put the linkers on, she wake up a lot.
And Hot City Girl's really run well at a bunch of different racetracks. She won the Charlestown Oaks last year. She's won here at Belmont. She ran very well out at Santa Anita last year. Racetrack doesn't seem to be an issue for her.
No, she's very good cheaper, and she's running everywhere. So that's something good that she has. Very good for her.
That's race number seven, the Gallon Bloom. Jose, of course, won it last year aboard Hot City Girl's big sister, La Verdad. Race number eight, the Pilgrim Grade Three. By the way, folks, all the non-turf races off the turf today, 1, 2, 4, and 11 off the turf at Belmont. The two stakes will stay on. Jose, one of the most impressive performances at the meet, Oscar Performance, had a lot of people talking after the race. A lot of people mentioned it was a lot like Big Brown's win up at Saratoga back in 2007. That was the first time you rode him last time after he debuted for Lynch. You rode him second time out. Was he as impressive as all the hype leads you to believe?
Yeah, very impressive. He really impressed me that day. He got the outside hole from the gate, and he broke out of the gate very sharply, and he took the lead and opened up in the stretch. I mean, today he's the favorite. The other horse is a maiden still, the second choice. I know he's a good horse, but, you know, my heart is doing great. The only question mark is going to be how he's going to handle a very soft turf because it's really soft.
Yeah, soft turf, a question mark for the number six, Oscar Performance, Jose's mount in the Grade 3 Pilgrim. We're talking, of course, with Jose Ortiz. He's won the last four riding titles here on the circuit at the New York Racing Association, including 64 wins up at historic Saratoga race course. Race number nine is another Grade 1, the Grade 1 Vosburgh. A little bit of a long shot for you in here. Danny's Deceiver, but you'd have to think that the wet track's going to help this one for trainer Dave Canizzo.
Yeah, I think so. Canizzo told me the horse is doing great. I never ride a horse before. AP Indian Scratch. I mean, I think my horse got a good shot because he said behind and make one run. So we're going to do the same thing. We're going to sit and make one run. We might get there. The track is sloppy. You know, some horses doesn't like. I think I'm not the favorite or nothing like that, but I think my horse is honest horse. He's going to step up in class. He's going to run against better horses, but he's honest and he always show up. So that's something that I like about him.
And he really seems to like Belmont Park. 2 wins and 3 seconds from 6 tries at Belmont for over $160,000 in earnings.
Yeah.
And finally, the big one today, the Grade 1 Beldame. Tiger Ride, a filly for Graham Motion, always dangerous Graham Motion when he ships in. Another one, the wet track certainly should help this filly. She won a stakes at Indiana Grand last year by 5 in the slop. Impeccable wet track pedigree. Another filly you'll be riding for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, first time I'm being on her. Last time I saw her running in Saratoga, it was a hot pace, very, very fast, 46, and she was behind us like 5-6 lengths. And she make a move, and she looked like a winner, but Rosa, the whole Rosario rode runner down that was in the back of the pack. And, I mean, Graham always, I like to ride for him. He's a trainer who always come ready. And, I mean, and today I think we have a very good shot. It's another horse in there that, I mean, off the track, should have speed, but he got a very good position. So I don't know if he want to be going to the lead.
Off the tracks of Philly, you won the Grade 1 Mother Goose on earlier this year. We're talking with Jose Ortiz. Jose, before we let you go, that wraps up today, all 5 stakes. Good luck today. Next weekend, Champagne. I know you Tiger Ride, you'll be riding for the first time today. Practical Joke's not one you're riding for the first time. Looking forward to him next week in the Champagne?
Not really. Practical Joke is is going to be riding Iraq because...
Oh.
I be going to Kinland for several days. So 7, 8, 9, 12, 13, 14, and 15 of October, I'll be on Kinland. Next 2 weeks.
I didn't know that.
Next 2 weeks, in the weekend days, I'll be more going to Kinland. I'll be riding the Chow with my, I'll be riding the Phoenix. I'll be riding all the stakes over there, so I'm very excited about it too.
All right, your first time that you're really going down to Keeneland for a chunk of time, yes?
Yeah, first time.
All right, well, good luck down at Keeneland. It's good to have Big Brother there to substitute for Practical Joke, I guess, huh?
I mean, he was his horse before, and I don't know what happened. I ended up riding in on the hopeful, so. I mean, it worked out that way. Now he got him back or whatever. But I got to go there because Ironico's running. And Ironico is my big horse. He just finished second behind Flying Shire, so I have to keep following.
Ironicus, of course, for Hall of Famer, Shug McGahee. Jose, I know you got to go get ready for a very busy day here at Belmont Park. Thanks for some time this morning. Good luck today, and good luck down at Keeneland next week.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.